זה חדש שעשה במורי, יעקב ניסו פנחס, זה חדש שעשה ביהו השני, מה שישו פעלה, כבפור שלמה, ו...
יקיר ליבה,
עשרה, גיטה. Okay, Rosa, we are continuing in Yale Hilchos Aninus. We were talking about what's the goal. So we stopped off at the Marshal on page 9. What's the din of a person is an owning and then that time that he's an owning, he also has a child that was born to him. His child that was born to him, and it's the eighth day. So what does he do? Because an owning doesn't do mitzvahs. And he's an owning. So the Mashal on page 9, in packet 4, says, true, the Shailas was Richa Dicto, Kilchor, Hayarosha, Yimul, also Akharisha, Yikbruas Mesa. Ora, you should first bury the mace, then you won't be an onin anymore. The Kodesh should cover her mace, have you onin, part of the Kalmitzvah, Suva Torah. Isa Yushalmi, Shafil, and Yisrael, Hafmer, Latzmo, and Arashai. All right, and the Yushalmi says, you're not even be Machmer. Umashamrina, Mila, Umes, Mila Kodem, Haina Hechazeno. In Av Onan, if that would be my Shitzvili in the chain of Onan, Nichols, basic Nessus. So, what does he do? So he says, Achei Nirali, Rabbi Milo, the Mitzvah Rami Alei, the Fratvish Luzman, Lonifton Meriklau, the Fratvish Amelian, also basic Nessus, to the Olam Chodom Hotzas and Mace. In other words, the Kehillas had a schedule and they used to do things. So, in other words, the Mila was done in Shul, meaning during Bay Shachas. And then they would go out, so outside the city. That's where the Bay Shalom was. Right. So he says, so go further down. Machashena, Vathashum, Dover, Indian Sakhi, Mesa, Bumashamoga, Bino, Lomo, Achnisa, Bariso. Whereas he says you don't do mitzvahs because it's going to bevatel you for the hizaskos. He's not being vatal. He says, also I guess what's the idea that they would they would go to the cemetery after davening. So this is like within the davening. The question is, why is that still mevatel? I mean, you'll still do it later. You should probably also be committed to the Kvod and Reis. So Kvod, the Moshon of Chazal. So it's interesting that he says that that's... First he says another thing. V'vadichai v'vitzos pratios, skihai. So literally, Gabi Mila, the mitzvah Ramila befrat. See, this is your personal mitzvah. That was one thing he says. This is not a mitzvah, like everyone has to put on film today. Everyone has to shake lulav on sukkah. Those are mitzvahs for everyone. This is a private mitzvah. Gabi Mila, the mitzvah Ramila befrat. Vish Osman, or Nifta Mera Tlal, befrat, Mephach of Olin, from Gris Christus. So he says one thing he says is, is he saying that aninus doesn't apply to a mitzvah that's on you? It's interesting. In other words, it's a mitzvah like chais, davening, you know, that's on everybody. This mitzvah, who had a, how many people had a son 8 days ago? So this is a specific mitzvah for you. Wow. And furthermore, the minhag is to do it in shul before the hotzos ha'meis. I guess they had a time that they would have the hotzos ha'meis after davening. And I guess, so how long would the meal take? So between those two svaras, he thinks he should do it in the regular time, in shul. Fascinating Marshal. This is quoted in the poskim. Let's see if we can find it. This Marshal is quoted in the Taz. Yeah, page 11. Let's see where it is first in the Shulchan Aruch. Yishuv Adon Kozum Marshal B'tshuva, Dim Yesh Lo'onim Bein Lamul, page 11 in the Taz, the bottom. עדיין לא נקבר המסם של מוחם ימול הבן בבית הכנסת כל המלאים, כמו שער פעמים. איך הם מצאו בשם רמה בכסב יד? Then he found the כסב יד from the רמה שיש לקבור קודם. אם לא כן הווי עונים, יש לו לברוך להכניס או בריסו, זה עוד נפלט של מכל המצוות. So he says, Nira שיש לוחש לזה, אם אפשר לקבור קודם שיוצאים בבית הכנסת שחר, זה אין דופן דריסו את המצוות. יש לו Yivarach Hassan Dek V'yom Uloso B'Shachris Yisim B'Shun M'Shun Meisum Milo Mil Kodemis. So he says one possibility is to do the Kvura first. So he says Rebbe Shbichoshesh for that Shita. You can do the Kvura first.
But if not,
so he's saying that maybe the tzaddik should make the bracha. Maybe the father makes the bracha of lachmisa. Maybe the tzaddik should make it. But that's a compromise. I think the Marshal himself might say that he could do everything. You don't see that the Marshal himself said that distinction. So maybe he's saying that it's these two svaras, that it's a mitzvah protis. It's not a mitzvah plali. It's a mitzvah protis, number one. And number two, it's done during shul. It's like part of the, in other words, even, I guess like this, who took the mace out? The Chevra Kadisha. The Chevra Kadisha didn't leave to go to the cemetery until after the, it was a kehila, like I always say to you, it's a kehila. So davening was from 6:30 to 7:30. And then say 8 o'clock, that's when the Chevra Kadisha would leave. So what's it going to make a difference if they put the bris inside, if the Chevra Kadisha is not going to the Beis Olam until, you know, there was a set schedule how things were done. It's not like today. People do things whenever they want to do it. Everyone lives his own life depending on his own schedules. In the Kehilos, they had a set schedule of how to do things. Where was the Mila? Where was the Beis Olam, you know? So it could be that as that's what Rashad was saying, that you should do the Mila first. And those that were in my shir for Zrizim Akdimim, see, it's the Zrizim Akdimim is every minute. It's, you could do it at 8 o'clock, don't do it at 9 o'clock. Even though the Shlosh Yadin says you lose it at Katzos, but it's still better to do it. You can do it at 7, don't do it at 8. You can do it at 8, don't do it at 9. You know, that's Zrizim Akdimim. Okay, that's the story. But today, I don't know if we have such. We don't have such set kehila thing. So if it was manazeh, we would say, you know, do the bris mila, do the pura first, and then come back and have the bris mila later in the day. Because we don't have set times for bris milas. You do what you want to do. You do. It's not like part of the set kehila should make a schedule, perhaps. Okay. Okay, so let's see what's next. Okay, so take a look now. Yeah, on page 8 in the Rush. So the famous Rush about Havdalah. Because somebody loses a relative, say they lose on Shabbos, and then, so on Shabbos itself is no aninus. Unless the person's going to walk to the edge of the Tchum, which usually we don't. So once the Shabbos ends, that's when the Aninus begins. But then when is he going to make Havdalah? So there's a discussion here in the poskim. So take a look. On page 8. Rabbeinu Meir Zal, in Rutenberg. Page 8, first word on the line is B'yom HaSheni. It talks about Hilchos Smacha Shalom, right? It's a Hilchos Smacha from the Maharam in Rutenberg. Mi she'ish lo meis b'Shabbos, v'lo nikbar ad ha'mochar, v'lo hivdil motzei Shabbos, nirli shemud alecho b'lo havdalah. He's not going to make havdalah because he's anointing. So you can eat without Havdalah. But Mina and Misha Mason look to the fun of Potter and become a sister of the Torah. And Mina, you shall make a potter with Lover or Sarah Nicola Hedgehog. We are Machras, the Achash and Nick Bermeso, also Lachalach Yavdil. But then, as soon as after the Kfura, then he can't eat until he does Havdalah. But he can do Havdalah, so that's what he has to do. He has to do Havdalah afterwards. So that's the Maran Berutnik says. That if he didn't do, he shouldn't do Havdalah. Well, then he'll do Havdalah after the Kvura. So if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch on page 10, he says, Misha Meis Lo Meis B'Shabbos. Yochol B'Motzai Shabbos B'Lo Havdalah. And then when you have done, he says, Yavdil Akash for Yikra Hames. That's my Rama Rutenberg. You should do Havdalah after the Kvur. After the Kvur. That is the Maharam B'Rutenberg. So let's look further in the Rush on page 8. He quotes this Maharam B'Rutenberg. So, but then beforehand he quotes the case of Amachas Hayari owning the Achablo Havdalah. So the Ri was an owner and he ate without Havdalah. I'm a Talmid of a Navdil of Fanecha. We'll make Havdalah for you. I'm a Rishon. If somebody makes a bracha for you, you shouldn't even answer amen, because you're not chayef. So after the funeral, after the burial, So he says that no. I'm still potter afterwards. But since at the Iker's man Havdalah was Motzai Shabbos and I was an owning then, so then I'm potter even after the Kfura. Just like when the Gemara says in Chagiga, Higa B'Yom Rishon, when it's Pashet B'Yom Sheni, that the Higa B'Yom Rishon and then got better on the second day of Yom Tov. But since the Iker Chiyuv was on the first day, and he couldn't walk Aliyah L'Regel the first day, so then his Patek came Shenukhav Yomishun Shenukhav. So that's the Rishi to quote in the Rush, that he wouldn't make Havdalah at all. You missed Havdalah, so you missed it. Then Iker's man Havdalah is Motzai Shabbos, and you couldn't say it was his own, so that's it. No Havdalah this week. But the Maram Rutenberg disagrees. Maram Rutenberg says no. Who's the, in other words, because when I say you have a Chiv Havdalah till Tuesday. So even though the Iker's man you were Pater, so on, that still till Tuesday is the Zman, and therefore after the Kvura, it's still before Tuesday, and you should make it. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So that's how we passed it. Now there are some Rabbanim that tell people the following. They tell them, in other words, they know there are no Nim. Maybe Misa took place on Shabbos. So they tell them, we know there's a halacha you can make Havdalah on Shabbos and plug Mincha on. You can make Havdalah. Because Havdalah doesn't mean that you can't light a fire, obviously, but you're escorting out the Shabbos. Well, you can make Havdalah when it's still Shabbos. So some give an Eitzah, why don't you just make Havdalah when it's still Shabbos? Make Havdalah when it's still Shabbos. And therefore, you'll have Havdalah L'Kuli Alma. Why don't we do that? It sounds like a good answer. So there's a discussion here, let me find it. In the Mikdavei Torah, on the supplement of packet 4. This is from the Imre Emes on page 9, supplement packet 4, page 9. So he says, Hine igidu li b'shem doidi. He told me from my uncle, Rav HaTzadik b'Pilz, Shabiyoso oinein b'Shabbos Kodesh, kiyem b'nafsho tzoli sholmutzei Shabbos b'Shabbos. That he did what the Gemara says, that you could say, Kedavin Mariv, we go to home and can make Havdalah. So he says that's what he did. So this way he was, and there's no aninus. The aninus will only set in from the time of the. When Shabbos is over, you can make Havdalah before Shabbos is over. So he says, "B'shut Shmos Yaakov docha divrei hamora shahora came." He didn't. So the Shmos Yaakov doesn't say that. So the footnote he explains, and it's the footnote above. Dan muchayv yosabit feel of ishu Shabbos. L'chalal of aninus, they were saying that he has to do, he can daven mariv because it's still Shabbos, but now, but he's going to be davening tefillas chol. So it's like a stira. Chol means if it's chol, and it's not, then you shouldn't be davening because it's supposed to be Shabbos. So you could say, no, the mice is Shabbos, so you're not. Being Isaac, but still, it's his fault. But you know, that's not the Iker reason why he doesn't like it. That's a steer. So that's this is as far I think is glot. See, what is the Ikar's man to daven Motzai Shabbos? Is at night. So if you're a Shasakak, you can daven in the day also. It's sort of like a Tashlumen, a preemptive Tashlumen. But if you're not going to be chayv in the Ikar's man, then you don't have a chayv before else Tashlumen. Here's it's a preemptive Tashlumen. To daven the Motzei Shabbos in anticipation of the impending Aninus, so he's going to daven on Shabbos for the Motzei Shabbos Kiev. But if you're not going to be having Motzei Shabbos, then there's no Kiev to daven beforehand, because that's what of like Tashlum, but you're not having the Ikar's man. And you see that the Poskim never said this. The Rishonim didn't say it. It's a chag. But Pasha says, no, he shouldn't. Whereas if you have a chiv on Tzai Shabbos, you have a permissibility to be mocked in the chiv. But there's not going to be a chiv on Tzai Shabbos. There's going to be an oinim. So therefore, yeah, and that's what I think is the Pasha. He wrote this to Rabbi Nachman Zemel. Okay, so let's see what else here is in it. The Sefer Derech HaChayim, page 11, he also discusses this thing. So, Ikar Halacha by Havdalah is not to make Havdalah until after the Kvura. If the Kvura is on Sunday, then Kvura is on Monday, whatever. It should obviously be as soon after Shabbos as possible. So, the Sefer Derech HaChayim, Derech HaChayim, it's from the Sivis. He wrote it, as it's called the Siddur Derech HaChayim. It's a Siddur. And then he has his Piskei Halacha on the Siddur. So then one day somebody woke up and said, you know, we have enough Siddurim. What do we need the Siddur for? Just print the Piskei Halacha as a separate volume of the Derech HaChayim. So these are the Piskei Halacha that were really printed together with a Siddur. But today, no one cares about the Siddur. Again, as I said, we have enough Siddurim. But we need to just print the, there's no Kiddush in the Siddur. The Kiddush is the Piskei Halacha. So that's why, so I like to use the, just the Piskei Halacha. So he answered the same question. Ein L'Hakshos on page 11 on the left. The halacha is if a person wants to walk to the end of the tchum, so after Shabbos he'll be able to walk out of the tchum. So then, So he's the same idea. Why doesn't he daven Meir from Plag Mincha and be Mavdil? So he said, "Neshim Yispalu Mavdil B'Tfila Osel Lo Yispalu Shar HaTfila Etachonatanu Ve'Elach." And also we'll have the Kos. Because once he's saying the weekday Shmona Esrei after Tacharotanu, so then he becomes like an oinin, not an oinin anymore, and then he can't continue. Again, I'm not convinced by this far, because Lamaise, it's still Shabbos. Let's take a look at the double mervava. One second. Look, before we get to the Gedolga Mevava, there are poskim that say to do this thing that that he talks about. Look in the Sefer Halacha Berura, an old Sefer. Page 4. Pinchas ben Shimon Wolf Orbach. On page 5 it says, Nira Ish Lukas Kriyashma Tfilah Delayla Bol Yom. Delayla Yapotar Uviyom She'enu Machshich She'enu Onim Tach Yaktim L'Hispar Bol Yom. So he has this far of doing it with Bol Yom. But again, the Kadmonim never said to do such a thing. The Rishonim never said to do such a thing. So I think not to do such a thing. And the Svara is what we said in the and the Gera Rebbe said that if you're not going to be chayiv in the Ikiz Man, then you know chayiv in the extended time, even though the extended time is even earlier. If you look in the Chavz Das, in the Chavz Yair rather, on his Perush on Shulchan Aruch on page 6. But he also says that that it's not a good idea to do it. But again, so there are achronim that like this idea. You know, to me, I mean, the Rishonim never said it. It's not in the Rishonim. And the Svar not to do it is what we saw in the in the Mishnah call, we saw that in the Gera Rebbe. Let's look on page 7 in the Steich Hemed. Says Meso Meis for Shabbos. He lost the relative of Shabbos. So Kvura is going to be on Mopsai Shabbos. Because when does he do Kriya? Obviously, he doesn't do Kriya on Shabbos. So he says, when he goes back to his house, it's Pa'alel, V'yavdil, and it was after the Kvura. First, he should do the Kvura, I will say Shabbos. Then he goes home, makes Abdullah, and then he does Kriya. He wants to do the Kriya right away, he can. Well, then he says maybe it's better to make Abdullah. Then he says, when his mother died, he davened Maariv early, and he made Avdallah. After the Hesped, he did Kriya on Kura. So there are people that did it. There are Gedolim that did it, but not in the Rishonim. Not in the. You don't see the Rishonim did such a thing. Then there's a piece here in the Dogma Mevava. That's back to J4. About on page 11. So he says, so he didn't make Havdalah. What about Marv? Again, he lost a Mesa on Shabbos. Now, once Shabbos comes, he doesn't have Marv. In other words, the Zachronim had the idea of, davening Marv Rol Yom. But say he missed the whole Zman Marv. So he didn't have it, and the Seder Kvur was not till Sunday morning. So then he missed the whole Zman Marv, so maybe there's no Chiyuv Tashlumin because he was part of the whole time. It says, Nir Davkin says, Shabbos B'Shabbos L'Chalal of Tefilas Arvus, which goes with Klal. But if he's based B'Layla, then he could have done Marv, say, the first hour before the Tira happened. But there was a Chiyuv Marv that set in. So he says that the only time that you putter for Marev is if you putter the whole Zman. That the Rishu took place Nibodyom. But then Marev came, he was putter the whole time. But once he was kind of a little bit in Marv, so that the Misa took place on Motzai Shabbos, so then there was a Chiyuv Marv. He didn't get daven yet. And then the Misa happened. So then maybe he should do Tashlum, because then there was a Chiyuv Marv. Okay, this one we didn't finish yet, but we're going to stop now, and we'll go from here. Okay, have a good day.
Ready.